Blog Talk Radio.
Gloria, she made me better than me.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning to you. I'm hoping you guys can hear me on today because last week, I don't know what was going on, but you guys could not hear me. So I'm going to just hop on Facebook for a minute to see do you all hear me. I hope that you can. I believe I resolved the issue. It may get some feedback here if I hop on, but just bear with me. So those who have my number, send me a text. Do you all hear me on Facebook Live? Because I just jumped on. Let me see. Okay. Yeah. Oh, good. Okay. So you all can hear me on Facebook, I believe. So let me just come on out of this one and just see. Oh, good. Thank you, Brother Pam, to my mom. Good. Good. So good morning, everybody. Good morning. Yeah, so good morning, Mom and Brother Pam. So good morning, everybody. How about for the past 2 weeks, this will be our third week, we are ending in our series of Don't Stop the Work. Don't stop the work. Hallelujah. Don't stop the work. So we've been coming from the book of Ezra. I believe we started with the fourth chapter. Now we're ending in the fifth chapter, but I encourage you all to still continue to read. Today, one of my friends sent me one of her shirts, Grace for the Race. I don't know, because you all see it, Grace for the Race, but I'm thanking God for her and her t-shirt. I think you can see it. Yeah, Lori Ray Shines, and you can check out Shinespiration on her Facebook page. I love this t-shirt. Well, it's actually a t-shirt, but it's the actual shirt, and I love it. So anyway, I just want to say to you all, let's begin, because I am so pumped right now about this word, and don't stop the work, because let me tell y'all, y'all know it's a lot to go into everything that you do, and you know the enemy is going to be lurking and peeping his head up every time you try to do something, every time you try to take a step forward. But every time you take a step forward, God takes 10. How about that? Because there's nothing new under the sun for God. Amen. So he is right there before you. If you take the first step, he's going to take 10. And even when you don't feel him in the midst of you taking the steps, trust me, he is there. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. If God is for you, who could be against you? So I allow those verses of scripture to resonate in my mind and my heart, because if I believe it, I know I can keep moving and pushing. If I believe it, I know I can keep moving and pushing. Amen. So let us pray. Father, we thank you. We bless you. We lift up and give you the highest praise, oh God. Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you for this word every day, God. God, I ask that, Father God, if you would just continue to move and shift, God, continue to join us together, Father God, and reconnect us, God, those who feel like they have been disconnected from you, from your word, from your spirit, from your God. Reconnect us, God. It's not you who pulled away, but God, it is us. You are forever there, forever loving us. God, we do thank you, and we appreciate you on today. I thank you for everything that you have done, God. But Lord, most of all, we thank you for your son, Jesus, dying on the cross that we may have everlasting life. You say in thy word, thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe that you have raised your son, Jesus, from the dead. Thou shalt be saved. It's in Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Amen. So on today, talking about don't stop the work. So I'm just going to just reiterate a couple of things on last week. The past 2 weeks, we talked about the book of Ezra, talking about don't stop the work. And it was Zerubbabel, as the day was released from exile, they went in and God had them to build the temple. But one thing I love about them rebuilding the temple, which was Solomon's temple they was rebuilding that was burnt down at Jerusalem, what I love about that is that when they went in to rebuild the temple, the first thing they did was they built an altar. They built the foundation. Hallelujah. They built the foundation where they can give sacrifices and give offerings to the Lord and just love on him. And it's amazing because out of everything that they did, the only thing they did was pray. They prayed. I was telling Reverend Pam about that the other day about Nehemiah. All we were just talking about just being in leadership and how he prayed about everything that he did. You can look in the book of Nehemiah, and there's so many prayers that he lifted up to the Lord. One time he stood there, the king asked him a question. He didn't go and run to the southwest corner trying to find a mat to pray. No, running to the ladies' room trying to pray. No, he stood right there and asked God before he answered him. I love it because God is omnipresent and always around. So they built the altar unto the Lord, which was very key and important because sometimes you can get sidetracked when you start moving and shaking and doing some things. Amen. And it's one thing because a lot of us, we pray all day. Every time we pray, every morning, noon, and night, in between breaks, lunchtime, it don't matter. Brunch, we praying. But it's that quality time, the quality time that God looks for. Sometimes we can get away from that. But I bless God that when we come back and we realize, oh, my God, I just spend an intimate time with you, God. Yes, I prayed, but I didn't spend an intimate time with you. God is like, I got you. Mm-hmm. Okay, come on in, baby. I got you. See, he ain't going to do you how friends do you. No, you didn't call me today. Get off my phone and all of that crazy stuff. And he is a true friend. Amen. So they begin to build. In the chapter 4, resistance came and obstacles came because the enemy heard that they were coming to rebuild the temple. And some people joined in with them, knowing that they don't serve the same God that they serve. They wasn't serving the God of Abraham, Jacob, and Isaac. No, they were serving idols and all other kind of gods. So they came up to them and said, but they came to frustrate their purpose. That's what the word says that I read on last week. They came, they weakened their hands and to frustrate their purpose. Read it. It's in the book of Ezra in chapter 4. And to frustrate and weaken their hands. And they did that because they started, hiring people and bribing them to come against them. Amen. So what they did was they bribed people to come against them, and it worked up so much until they took it to the king and then lied about their work and how they was doing it and saying that they want all the king's money, and the king's not going to have no money. No, God provided for them already. He didn't provide all the resources. He didn't need the king's money because God is the king. Hallelujah. But they spread all these lies about them and said the king looking into it. He just took their word. So it frustrated work, and it caused them to cease the work. And that's what takes us in the book of Ezra chapter 5, because it was some time that Zerubbabel, when he stopped the work and the work was ceased, it was some years before he got back to the work. It was years before. One theologian says 15 years, another theologian says 10, however many years that it has been, that it was some years before Zerubbabel got back to the work. Now, even though God called him to do the work in the beginning, but he allowed the enemy to frustrate him so much until he took a back seat. But God, thank you. Because let me tell you something. It ain't over till God says that it's over. So I don't care what you have put down in your life, what you said and what you dreamt about when you was a little girl. You became a teenager, then you thought about it again, and you start to step out, and then you dropped it and said, okay, and you stepped away from it. But let me tell you something. When God has given something to you, it doesn't matter how old you are, it shall come to pass. Oh, yes, it shall come to pass. So it doesn't matter even if you forgot about it, because God is going to resignate that thing and stir up that gift back up in you so you can get the job done. Amen? So don't beat yourself up too much because you feel like too much time is going by. Now I'm older. Now I'm in my 30s. Now I'm in my 20s. Now I'm 40s. Now I'm 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100. I can't get it done. Oh, yes, you can get it done. One thing my Pastor Joshua always say, when you get up, just say, just get it done. Do the work. Get it done. Amen. Don't even hesitate on that thing. Just get it done. So I'm telling you today, don't stop the work. Even when somebody comes to oppress you, to make you feel like you don't have the resources or you don't have the knowledge to do it or you don't have enough credentials to do it. And you may be sitting up there with master's, PhDs, and everything else, and they still tell you don't have enough credentials to get it. The devil is lying. Yes, you do have enough credentials to get it done. What else they want you to do? Get a Nobel Peace Prize? Yes. Yes, you have enough credentials to get and do what God has called you to do. And even if you don't have those type of credentials and God has called you out to do such a work, then do it because he got your back. He's your credentials. So whichever status that you are in and you moving and shaking, pat yourself on the back because nobody else will, and that's okay. But just know when God called you to do a work, just get it done. So it doesn't matter if you have the credentials. People may feel like, no, now you need a Nobel Peace Prize to get the job done. No, you don't. You got Jesus to get that job done. And even if you don't have the credentials, guess what? You got Jesus to get the job done. Amen? So it frustrated Zerubbabel so much until all the men stopped the work and the work ceased. And it ceased for years. So this was coming. I love it, y'all. Ezra chapter 5, it says, then the prophet Haggai and the prophet Zechariah, the son of Iddo, prophesied unto the Jews that were in Judah and Jerusalem in the name of God of Israel, even unto them. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, I'm trying to calm myself down right now, y'all. I know I'll need no more coffee this morning because I have been studying all last night, the night before, the week before. I just always just love to study. But I love it because Ezra chapter 5 verse 1 says, then the prophets, Haggai and the prophet and Zechariah and the son of Iddo prophesied unto the Jews that were in Judah and Jerusalem in the name of God of Israel, even unto them. They said, in the name of God of Israel, even unto them. And it says, then rose up Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and Jeshua, the son of Jozadak, and began to build the house of God, which is at Jerusalem. Along with them were the prophets of God, helping them. Ooh, glory to God. Don't have me shout up in here. Did you hear me? Even though some years, God is so great, graceful, and I'm so grateful, and he's so graceful. This show says grace for the race, because, grace for the race, yes, I got to say that again, because I'm telling you, it's so crazy, because when Zerubbabel and the men and all the Jews, when they allow them to frustrate their work and allow them to frustrate their purpose, woo, Jesus, and weaken their hands, and they stop the work when the enemy came up against them. But what happened? Because God sent two prophets, Haggai and Zechariah. Read it for yourself, y'all. Ezra chapter 5, verse 1. Sent two prophets, Haggai and Zechariah, hallelujah, to stir it up back in them and told them to rise up, go up and do the work. Hallelujah. That's all they said to them. Go do the work because you got to do it. But look, and the prophets start helping them, getting them back engaged. That's where your mentors come in at. Mm-hmm. Where your mentors come in at. Your mentors help, fire you back up, rejuvenate you, remind you of God got you and you can do the work. And I love it because God will send special people in your life to do that kind of thing. Hallelujah. When you feel down and you need somebody to lift you up, you ain't even looking for nobody to lift you up. But can you imagine letting something lay dormant for I don't know how many years? Because then, Jesus, glory to God. Just try not to shout up in here. I know it, and I can always, it's a testimony in there. We can always find testimonies, but God, thank you so much. God just dropped this in my spirit, and it's something because I never related this to this, but it happened to me some years ago when I was trying to birth Hope Victorious in 2007 because I had it written down in my journal. And in 2007, I tried to birth it, but it wouldn't come to pass. They pushed it out. But it's okay because when God dropped it back and now let it. So that's like, oh, Jesus, thank you. Ooh, glory to God. Okay, I'm going to just put my pride aside and be transparent. That was allowing somebody to frustrate your work and weaken your hands. Ooh, glory, 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 glory. Sometimes we allow that, but we don't even see what's happened because so much discouragement set in. You be discouraged. And how big Zerubbabel was, the governor of Judah, he was a strong man. But he allowed them to frustrate his purpose and to weaken his hand, their hands in doing the work. But I allowed it because we can't blame folk. That's what my mom always said. You can't blame folk when you allow it. And sometimes things happen and it's out of your control, you know. So you can't even beat yourself up when things is out of your control, when you could not stop it. You with that, because sometimes things happen and it's out of your control, but guess who's in control? God is in control. Things that's out of your control that you can't control, God is in control. And things that you can control, sometimes you got to loosen the reins some so God can come in and start helping you out there. Hallelujah. So allow somebody to frustrate the purpose of my purpose of Hope Victorious. I'm not going to say my, but the purpose. And hallelujah. Amen. But allow them to frustrate the purpose. I guess I can say it was mine because that's what God gave to me, my purpose. And God put it back, and I was so discouraged and didn't even realize I was discouraged for me to just drop it. And then a couple of years later, 2014, I heard God say he wanted me on the radio, Blog Talk Radio. And I got it, and I started doing it. I started looking on my research. My sister-in-law, rest in peace, Gloria, had told me about Blog Talk Radio. So I had all my information. Isn't that something, how you start gathering all your information that God has poured over to you over the years, preparing you, didn't even realize, preparing you to do it. And I read over all my information. I caught Luke Bilger on. You could go check him out on Instagram. Luke Bilger, he's awesome with designing and graphic design. He came over and he helped me get all my graphic designs together, had me set up on Blog Talk Radio, and I was on. In December of 2014, I came on a New Year's Eve. Hallelujah, glory to those who have been with me since then. Thank you, amen. Yes, but God dropped it back in my spirit, and that was the time for me to get back out there again. Woo, glory. But it's something because God didn't send prophets, but he sent himself. He sent himself. So I went back up in my journal and I opened it up, and I mean, everything was detailed. Ooh, glory, glory, glory. Everything was detailed. That's why it's good to write the vision and make it plain where you can come back to some stuff and look at it because it's already written down. Not all up in here. It's up in here after it's on some paper, yes. But I was able to go. But the Zerubbabel in them allowed them to frustrate their hands. But guess what? It's okay because they didn't frustrate their purpose for so long because God sent Haggai and Zechariah. He sent them right in. I'm going to read that verse again. Verse 2 said, then rose up Zerubbabel. Isn't that something? Then rose up. So I guess they ain't have no words. Rise up. Let's go. Let's get it done. No words. That's how God do you too. No words. Get up. Then rose up Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and Joshua, the son of Jozadak. I should never drink that coffee. The son of Jozadak, and began to build the house of God, which is in Jerusalem. And with them went, amen, the prophets of God helping them. So the prophets of God helped them. After the same time came to them, Tatanai, governor of this side of the river, and Jeshanogai, and their companions. Here they come again, y'all, and their companions, and said thus unto them, who has commanded you to build this house and to make up this wall? Isn't that something? Here come the enemy again. The last time Zerubbabel chased them off and said, no, you didn't come to build with us. And then in verse 4 it said, then said we all, hallelujah. They said, we're going to all get together. And then we all combined together. And it says, then said we unto them, after this matter, what are the names of the men that make this building? Woo, but listen with verse 5. A big God was upon the elders of the Jews. that they could not cause them to cease till the matter came to Darius. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Did y'all hear that? Did y'all hear that? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Let me tell you something. Verse 5 says, but the eye of their God was upon them, of the elders of the Jews, that they could not cause them to cease till the matter came to Darius. And then they returned answer by letter concerning this matter. Hallelujah. See, Darius was a new king in town. Hallelujah. But you see how God directed them? And it says we. See, they all got together and they all combined themselves together and they all came collectively to fight this thing. Hallelujah. But I love it because as the eye of their God was upon them and the elders of the Jews, and they could not cause them to cease. Hallelujah. They could not cause them to cease, y'all. They could not cause them to cease. So they contacted King Darius, and King Darius looked in all the scrolls and all of that stuff and said, no, continue to build the work, because King Cyrus, he's the one who told them that they can build, go back and build the temple. But, you know, they kings die off and kings, you know, step down and let their children and whatever the case may have been. King Cyrus was not over them when they started to build. Before he was over them to give the commandment, but then he was not no longer over them anymore. So another king, Xerxes, came in, and he was like, no, because he started listening to other folk instead of getting information from himself and going to the scrolls and all of that stuff to see where the documents were, go up into the White House and go and look at some of those bills and see what it is, but he did not do that. So I'm so happy that in this case, God told them not to cease. See, this time, you ain't ceasing the work because you're going to get it done. Hallelujah. But Haggai and Zechariah, I love it because he came, those two prophets prophesied unto them. They rose up and they got it done. But can you imagine how Zerubbabel felt? And I know how we be so discouraged because we let things fall. And we feel like we haven't accomplished things because now we are of a certain age and, oh, my God, let my life pass. And I never was able to complete or accomplish those goals that I dreamed of as a little girl. And I know God spoke them into me. Don't you know it's not over? So God says that it's over. You got to get back to the work and don't stop the work. See, this time they couldn't stop the work because in verse 5 says the eye of their God was upon them. And the elders and the Jews. And he told them, don't cease the work. See, they couldn't cease this time the work. See, Zerubbabel and all the Jews, they couldn't stop the work this time. They was, and then they had help. They had two powerful prophets that come to help them. So once they got the letter from King Darius, he even looked, and what I love about it, everything that the Babylonians took, that Nebuchadnezzar took, hallelujah, from the temple of God, glory be to God. King Darius said, and put all of that back. Everything that the king took, the Babylonian king Nebuchadnezzar, that he stole from the temple, hallelujah, get all of that back to them. Ooh, glory to God. Don't you know that God, he will replenish and he will give everything back that the cankerworm, the pillar worm, all those cankerworms took and stole from you? That's what Joel says. In the book of Joel, he will give everything back to you, everything that you have lost, and even more. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I just love it because when Zechariah and Haggai stepped in, they helped stir it up back in. But see, they was a men of a small little words because they said to rise up. Zerubbabel rose up. That's what it says. They went from them coming prophesying to Zerubbabel rose up. So whatever they said to him got them stirred up. And it don't look like it was long because he got up after so many years had went by. But can you imagine walking past that every day? God called you to a job and you didn't get it done. And you could still hear God speaking to you. You can still hear, feel him resonating inside of you, telling you, get it done. It's not over, baby. Get up from there and get it done. Start working it out. Start looking into your resources. I am your resource. I have provided for you. He's your Jehovah Jireh, your provider. So get up from where you are and stop looking at your age and get it done. Don't worry about folks looking at you, saying how old you are starting this business, starting this ministry, how old you are going back to school. It don't matter. People go back to school at 60 and 70 years old. How about 80 years old? People go back to school. People do all kinds of things. People start businesses at an older age when people thought, oh, they should have started that when they was in their early 20s. No. Mm-mm. God told me to start it now. Hallelujah. But don't allow people to do that. I allow someone to do that, to frustrate my purpose till I let it go for years. 7 years went by. And I forgot all about it. I didn't forget about it, but I just let it go because I was that discouraged. But I kept on working, doing other things, but not doing that, but doing other things. But all along, I was still doing it, but not at that capacity. So when I got on Blog Talk Radio, it was just smooth because I was already doing it, but just not at that capacity on the Blog Talk Radio that we're on today. And do it. People said, one person said, your little radio show, what are they talking about? Because now you are in my DMs asking me to help you get on Blog Talk Radio when you want a whole radio station. You know what I'm saying? So don't allow people to dummy down what God has given to you. Amen? Because this radio station, this Blog Talk Radio I have, goes to UK and international because it's through the Wi-Fi. It's through the Internet. So God knew what he was doing. So God knew in a syndicated show I wouldn't be able to reach as many people, but I could reach them, hallelujah, when you go through the Internet. Hallelujah. God don't make no mistakes. Hallelujah. And when he's ready to shift me to another platform, that's what he'll do. He'll shift me. If he called me to be on the radio show, syndicated show, that's where he want me to be. If he called me to be on a wide screen of TV, hallelujah, hallelujah, reach more people, then that's where he'll have me to be in his time. But don't allow nobody to frustrate the work. Don't allow nobody to make you feel that you're so inadequate and you can't do it. Don't allow people to make you feel insecure about what God has given to you. And hold on. Teach your grandchildren, teach your children, teach your nieces and nephews to get the work done. I don't care how young or how old you may be. Get it done. Get it done. But see, I had to grow up too. Because when I grew up, I'm talking about in physically, like ministry-wise, my mindset. When I got to the point when God, ooh, glory to God. When God put it back in my spirit in 2014, I want you to go back to Hope Victorious and get it done. And then when another door closed again, y'all, another door closed again, I tried it again, and it got pushed out. But it's okay, because when it got pushed out, God pushed in. He pushed into another direction. So I went in another direction and had it done that way. Woo, glory, glory, glory. I heard Tyler Perry say one time on this inspirational thing that came through my email, if you have a dream and God has given that to you, and this is not verbatim from him, giving it to you, and you can't get to that dream one way, then go another way to get it done. Go another way. Because, see, the key is not to let go of the dream, but to go a different way to get it done. And I remember when I read Nehemiah, and Nehemiah, you got to read his story, when God called him to build the wall around the temple. See, that was Zerubbabel's job. That's another thing. We'd be in everybody else's reign. The job was for Zerubbabel to rebuild the temple. Years later, God called Nehemiah to build the wall that goes around the temple that Zerubbabel built, a wall that fortifies you and symbolizes security and also security and also it fortifies you. Hallelujah. So fortification, when the wall that was built around, like it symbolized to be fortified and also security around, keep raised on all kind of people coming into the temple, the gate. He built the beautiful gate, but what he did was he went out and sought out everything in at nighttime. He went out to see which way, and he tried to go through one way, and he couldn't get through that way, so he went around another way to get in and see how he could rebuild the wall. And then he went back and told his team how to execute the plan so they can go in and do the plan. See, God is mighty. So if you can't get to your dream one way, then you go another way to get it, but the key is not to let go of it. Nehemiah did not let go of rebuilding a wall. He just went another way to get it done because he, and then God set everything up in your way. But so obstacles that may come your way, you got to fight through those obstacles when God is giving you to something, but don't stop no matter what happens. Don't stop. And you got to keep saying to yourself, even little by little, okay, I'm going to create my email list today. Okay, I'm going to create my website today. Okay, I'm going to talk about it today and promote it today. Anything that you may do that God has called you to do, how about your mindset? Today, God, I'm not going to think anything negative. I'm not going to talk about nobody today, nothing negative, Father. What I'm going to do today is work on myself. Every little thing that you can do, your phone ring, you know that person's calling for no good and don't answer it. Hallelujah. You know what I'm saying? So take bit by bit, whatever you're working on, self-care, working on yourself, working on your mind, working on your business, working on ministry, working on just being but being a better person. Hallelujah. Or taking time out with your family, taking time out with your children, taking time out with your grandchildren. Whatever God has called you to do, do little by little to get it done. But when that time came back around for me again, hallelujah, the door was shut. Like 7 years later after that, the door shut on me again. But guess what? I went another way. And God shifted me to go another way. And I'm not going to lie, because sometimes it all depends who you give it to, and you be so hurt because you don't be expecting for those people to shoot you down. But when they do, so stop carrying all your emotions in with it. I have learned in business, don't you carry your emotions in that. Don't carry your emotions in. You go in and you stick in your skin and say, okay, they didn't want it, so somebody else will. And keep on moving and keep on shaking. So I learned to remove your emotions. And I'm not going to lie. When they shut it down again, I had me a good old time. I laid in the bed. I'm thinking I was sick. My mother caught me and said, baby, you got to get up from there because you're not sick physically. You're sick emotionally. I didn't know I was sick emotionally, y'all. I thought I was sick physically because, you know, when you was mental, start breaking down. But it was my emotions that were so hurt. I was hurt emotionally, and I was getting ready to do it again. Woo, glory, glory, glory. Don't let nobody have that much power over you. But the good thing about it is that my mama, God did send somebody. Woo, glory be to God. Glory, he sent my mama. I said, baby, you got to get up from there. And I said, Mom, I don't feel well. And she said, no, it's not physical. It's emotional. And she was right because I couldn't find no ailments in my body. I just thought I wasn't feeling well. What I was coming down with, nothing but your emotions. You got to get up from there. I got up from there, y'all. I went back at it again. But when I got up with a mindset. Okay, try something again, I guess. Let me do it again. And guess what? I heard God speaking to me one Sunday morning, a week before New Year's Eve. And if those is cut off, come back on Facebook, you guys, if you can, or you can go on YouTube under Hope Victorious so we can finish it up and I'll close out for those who dialed in. Go to my YouTube channel, Hope Victorious, or you can go to my Facebook page on Hope Victorious so we can close out. But what happened was that in the midst of that, I heard God say, I want you on the ready on Wednesday. I only had a couple days to get it done, but guess what? I got it done, and I've been moving and shaking ever since. So don't allow people to have that much control and power over your emotions to cause you to have a setback with your purpose. Hallelujah, with your purpose. That's the purpose that God gave you. Don't allow them to frustrate your purpose. Hallelujah. That's what God has given to you. And you carry it out. Don't let nobody have that much power over you when you stop doing the work, when God has called you to the work. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory. I'm so glad I'm set free from that. Free from that. So you be free on today. Be free on today. And even if there's nobody knocking on your door telling you to get up, you get up from there because God is with you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. God is with you. This thing is real, y'all. Don't allow nobody to frustrate your purpose. Don't stop. Get it done. Hallelujah. Woo, glory be to God. So my broadcast is ending on today. Stop beating it. And I'll see you all next Tuesday. Stop beating yourselves up thinking that what you didn't get done and what you allowed somebody to rob you of doing it, but you still got it done. You still did it. You still got it done. you still did it, and when you left it good. I remember my mom, how God blessed her over the years to be able to be a seamstress and a designer. She did that, and it didn't matter whether or not she had a store or not. She did it, and so out of her home, hallelujah, just like we doing today, she's before her time because people are doing all kind of homemade products and everything's from home today, especially since the pandemic. Hallelujah, but she was doing it in her home. But she did not allow that to stop her from the passion that God has given to her to sew and design, but she did it from her heart. She created and designed from her heart. And she did it, but she didn't let it go. She found another way in to do it. Hallelujah. Glory be to God, because sometimes we be stuck on, we don't have no store. We don't have no office space. Do it. Find a corner in your home and set up your tripod and do it. Put some nice scenery in the back and do it. Hallelujah. Stop making excuses. Well, tomorrow, I ain't going to curse nobody out. I'll be a better person tomorrow. No, start today. Even if you already started off this morning on that same track, reverse it. Do something today. Today ain't over. Hallelujah. But don't stop the work. Don't stop. You're working on your credit, keep working on it. Hallelujah. You want to start prioritizing some things in your life, then prioritize it. You want to prioritize paying your bills, prioritize paying your bills. You prioritize things and let know and just know that God is with you. If God is for you, who could be against you? So don't stop the work, because the eye of the Lord is on you. Just like he was on them, he is on you too. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. So guess what? They got the wall, the temple rebuilt. It was beautiful. Got the temple rebuilt. Years later, Nehemiah came. Then he rebuilt the wall. But I love it. I'm going to just say this, because sometimes we be in each other lane. Now, Zerubbabel could have been quick to say, well, okay, God had me rebuild the temple. Okay, now I'm going to do the wall. God didn't call you to do the wall. He called you to do the temple. But years later, he called Nehemiah to do the wall. See, God knows how he wants things done and how he wants things lined up. So you don't have to jump in and let God tell you. And sometimes we say, well, I see that there's a need, but did God tell you to do that? Then you start messing some stuff up. I know you see a need, but did God tell you to ask God, you want me to do that, Father? But see, Zerubbabel was in his own lane. But I love it because he got it done. And I know how he stopped being discouraged over the years. And you know God called you to the work, but the door was shut. Get up and try it again. Because when it's the right time, it's the right time. And even though you may have felt like it was the right time then because God called you to it, yes. But guess what? Now, listen, God knew what you were going to do before you even did it. And that's not giving excuses for what we do. But I'm just saying, he knew before you was even going to do it, before he even called you to the job, that you was going to stop it. But guess what? He's telling you to rise up and get back to the work and do it. Get back to the work and do it. Hallelujah. Amen. So let us pray. Woo, glory be to God. Woo, I just feel so good on today, you guys, because who the Son sets free is free indeed. I didn't set myself free on the day. Hallelujah. Even though I moved out and I'm getting it done and got it done, I'm working on some other things now. Hallelujah. But look at God, because Lord have mercy, Jesus. I didn't set myself free, and I didn't preach to myself on today too, but I preach to myself every Tuesday. But it's something how you look at different things and you never say, oh my God, but that was you. You allow somebody to frustrate your work. You allow somebody to frustrate your purpose. But then look at God, because he shifted and moved it out in a different direction. And I thank God for my mama calling me, because, see, I didn't know no better. I thought I was sick physically. He said, no, you sick emotionally. So I got up from it. It's like they told Zerubbabel, well, rise up and get it done. Rise up. And he began to get it done. But this time when the enemy came, see, somebody say this time. See, this time when the enemy came, it was nothing that they could do, because God told them, don't cease. Don't cease it. And he gave them even a stronger team. And it's okay sometimes when we shift and rotate teams. It's okay when we have to shift and God calls us to put a whole other team together. It's nothing lacking from that team, but that team was for that time. But this time he got another team for you. Amen? So when God starts shifting, don't start getting all emotional on your team workers too. Oh, my God, I can't, because we've been friends for so long. Oh, my God, yes. If that's your friend, you still going to be friends. Even when you tell them, hey, on this project, you're not going to be able to work with me on this project. You know, I have got some other people. That person's still going to be a friend because you know what that friend would do? Oh, okay, cool. Well, let me know if you need anything and keep on going. And then that relieves them to start doing some other stuff. Amen. See, that's a true friend. And call you every now and again or every other night and say, hey, sis, how or hey, bro, if it's a man on the line, how you doing? How are things going? You know, let me know if you need any help. And that is it. See, those are true friends. When friends get all the emotions, I'm mad because now I'm not a part of your team anymore, then you're not a part because God didn't call you to be a part of the team. Hallelujah. Glory. So let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you and I bless you. I thank you for your word, God. I thank you for being strong and mighty, God. I thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, dear God. Not by might nor by power. Hallelujah, saith the Lord. It's not by might nor by power. But God, we thank you, God. It's not by your might nor by your power, but the Spirit of God, we do thank you, God. Hallelujah, God. See, you can't do it in your own strength. You got to do it in the strength of the Lord. It's not my might, nor by your power. Hallelujah, saith the Lord. Glory be to God. Despise not small beginnings, God. God, we do thank you on a day. Do not despise small beginnings. Glory be to God, Zechariah said. It's not by might nor by your power, Zechariah said. God, we do thank you on today. I thank you for sending Zechariah and singing Hagar, sending Hagar, Father God, to prophesy over Zerubbabel and the Jews, God, that they'll be able to get the work done, and they got the work done, and they did it. God, I thank you that when the enemy came and told them to cease the work, God said, don't cease the work. You keep on going. I'm going to tell you what you do. You send letters over to King Darius. Hallelujah. See, God already knows. He already knows everything. God, stir up the spirit and that gift inside of them. That spirit and that gift inside of them, God, that they'll be able to rage and war. Hallelujah. To get the job done. That no weapon formed against them shall prosper. All weapons of warfare, not carnal, but mighty through God, are pulling down the strongholds. Release them on today. Release them on today. Those who feel like they bound, those who feel like they can't get up because they can't do the work, they don't have the resources, they don't have the credentials, they don't have the finances, but God provide everything for them, God. In the name of Jesus, God, teach them how to speak when they go into that boardroom with full of people around the table looking at them like they strange, God. Show up and open up their mouth and be a mouthpiece unto them, God, in the name of Jesus. When they open up their mouth, be a mouthpiece unto them, God. I do thank you for Hope Victorious on today, Father. I thank you, God. God, forgive us for our sins, God, that we so lackadaisical, God, that we procrastinate, God. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. Forgive us for our sins, dear God, for being lazy sometimes, Father. We thank you and we bless you, God. Go to those who are discouraged on today, Father. Do it right now for your glory, God. They feel so discouraged, but baby, get up from where you are. Rise up and get the work done. God is for you. And who could be against you? Even if you feel like folk are against you, God is for you. God, we do thank you, God, for those going back to college, Father. We thank you, God, for Sean Lemire Williams, God, a dear friend who lost his mother, God. God, go before him and touch him, God. Touch Angelique as she travels, Father God, home from vacationing, Father. We thank you for opening doors, dear God. We thank you for closing doors, God. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, for just touching our family. But we thank you for your son, Jesus, who died on the cross with our for our sins. You said, thou shalt confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe that you have raised your son Jesus from the dead. Thou shalt be saved. It's in Jesus' name we pray. And look upon our prayer on today. Continue to heal her body, God. And Jackie, good Father, we thank you. We love you, my aunt, Father, my mother, and everybody, Father. We go before Reverend Pam. Family, Father God, for the loss of her uncle on today, dear God. God, we ask you, God, if you would send healing upon their family, God. Hallelujah, God. Touch the grieved hearts on today, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we do pray. It's in Jesus' name. And go before the Stanley family, Father. In Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen and amen. Hey, God bless y'all. Have a good day. Know God is on your side and know that he loves you so much. And I thank God for you all. I pray that God will continue to bless all the children going back to school, that God will replenish and get everything that you need for your children, for your babies going off, starting their new life. I love you all. Have a good day. And this was so wonderful. I came from Ezra chapter 5. I actually started Ezra chapter 4 the other week. God bless you all. Have a great day. And don't stop the work. Don't stop the work. Don't let nobody have that much power over you where your work stops. Hallelujah. Don't let them frustrate the purpose of your hands. Get it done and don't stop the work. God bless you all and have a wonderful day. Bye. And continue to pray for the Wilson family too, you guys, who I know I mentioned them last week, who lost their loved one. I love you guys. Bye.